Chapter 2. A tall boy was waiting in the hallway of Shadow Academy. When he saw Lottie, he gave her a little wave.
Are you Lottie Luna? I've been waiting for you. I'm Wilf, and you're in my form. I'm going to show you around.
He caught sight of Jaws, and his eyes shone.
Hey! Is that your bat? Does he always come to school with you?
Should I have left him at home?
Lottie was worried, but Wilf grinned at her.
It's fine. Pets are welcome. I've got a pet rat myself.
Oh, good.
Lottie smiled back.
They were allowed at my old school, just as long as they didn't squeak too much during lessons.
She stroked Jaws' furry head.
He's usually very good.
My rat's terribly badly behaved,
Wilf said cheerfully.
He crept into Mrs. Wilkolak's cupboard last week and knocked all the paint pots over. So, now he's banned.
He giggled.
You should have seen the mess.
Lottie wasn't sure whether to laugh or not.
Did you get into loads of trouble?
Wilf shrugged.
Not too much.
He gave her a sideways look.
Don't worry. It's okay here. You'll get used to it really quickly. We're really all right.
Wilf paused for a moment.
Well, except for awful Aggie.
It was Lottie's turn to giggle.
Awful Aggie? Who's she?
Agatha Claus.
Wilf crossed his eyes.
She thinks she's the best at everything.
He paused for a moment and scratched his head.
And then there's Bruno. Bruno Norbone. He's a bit of a mystery.
How is he a mystery?
Lottie was interested.
Wilf shrugged.
His dad's the deputy head teacher. They were both new this term and none of us can make them out. Bruno doesn't talk much, but he's always listening in. And we're sure he tells his dad everything. Don't tell him any secrets.
I won't,
Lottie promised, and Wilf grinned at her.
Good.
Now, it's this way. Our classroom's right at the end of the corridor.
As Lottie followed Wilf, she whispered to Jaws, He's nice. I like him.
There were pictures and notices on the walls, and she looked at them with interest. Some of the pictures were of famous past pupils, and others showed exciting-looking moonlit trips and events. There seemed to be a lot of things going on. A forest club, a group that met to do moon dancing, a stargazing club.
I'll join all of those, she decided.
There was also a large notice about a competition. Lottie wanted to stop and read it, but Wilf was hurrying her along too quickly. She only had time to see that it was something about a special garden.
Interesting, she thought. I'll definitely have a look at that later.
Here we are,
Wilf said at last, pulling open a door and giving a mock bow.
Please
enter.
Thank you,
Lottie said. She could see rows of faces looking at her, and for a moment her stomach was full of butterflies.
Don't be silly, Lottie Luna,
she told herself.
They can't eat you.
And she took a deep breath and walked in.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?